I wonder if we ask the sisterhood who enjoys being on social media more, Kristen or myself. I wonder what y'all would say.
I wonder what they would say.
Go vote like on Instagram and let us know.
You want to actually do a vote?
I want to actually do a vote. Okay, let's reveal.
Okay, so like what? Pause the video, go vote because we're about to reveal. Kind of thing.
Okay.
Vote in your head. Who thinks it's Bethany? Raise your hand right now wherever you are.
Who thinks it's Kristen? Raise your hand wherever you are.
Okay, people have actually asked about that though. Like sometimes really? you will not be on Instagram very much.
No,
or you will not be on social media very
much. That never happens.
I'm like, yes, it does.
I am and on all the time.
Even like on Girl Defined, and people will be like, where's Kristen? We haven't like seen her. And here's the little behind the scenes. Naturally, I just enjoy it. Like as a hobby, as connecting with people, as just fun. It's something that I would choose to do just as like a fun thing for me.
And I do it because it's necessary for the ministry. I don't really love it. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this. Like, it's clear based on my own Instagram account that I don't love it because clearly I never post and I'm never on there. And even when I try, like, I'll be like, you know what?
Yeah.
I kind of want to share more. Like, I want to be more present, you know, on there. And then I'll do it for like a week. And then it's just not my natural enjoyment, like my natural inclination. I'm not drawn to it. I'm more repelled by it in the sense that like I don't enjoy it really on many levels. And so it doesn't last. It'll go for like a week and then. But in Girl Defined, I mean, Bethany handles like the behind the scenes of our social media and like managing it and stuff, and you're always getting on my tail. Like, okay, could you hop on and do some stories?
Y'all get
like
on her tail.
I'm constantly harassing her.
But you know
what?
That's why we're a team. Okay.
But here's the real question. Here's the real question. It's hard for you to get on and post and share, but how much do you consume?
Oh, okay. Not that much.
Honestly.
I'm like looking for like a
I know.
Answer.
You thought it was going to be like, oh, I'm just
I'll
scrolling.
See you like things from, like, I'll see you like stuff.
But from what account?
Kristen.
No.
I saw one recently.
Okay, someone hacked me. I literally haven't, I've been logged out for like months. I'm not even logged in right now.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
But I just saw a reel where you had liked it.
I literally have not, like, it's not even on my phone.
I thought that's what you told me. So, y'all, today I saw a reel. Unless it was someone resharing a really old reel.
Okay, it could have been an
old
one.
Could have been that. But I was like, I thought that. I was like, I thought she said she like.
No, I'm still logged out, and like I can't remember my password, and so I haven't been on in months.
So what do you
on my own?
So on Girl Defined, you consume from.
So on Girl Defined, if I'm gonna do anything on Instagram right now, it's exclusively on Girl Defined.
Oh, that's interesting.
So if I'm looking at anything. Like, oh, I want to look up this person, or, you know, like people will share, like they'll text you and share Instagram videos like, oh, check out this funny thing or, oh, this product. And they'll like friends will even send links.
Yeah.
I click on it, but it goes through the Girl Defined page, like to view that, whatever that little reel is or whatever. And I don't really interact with them. Like I don't like them or comment because it's through Girl Defined, but.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I don't consume, like I rarely will like watch YouTube videos like here and there. If it's a specific topic that I'm like, oh, I want to learn more about that. Normally it's. Like educational.
Yeah.
If it's something about like motherhood or I don't know, like I'll look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I'm not on Twitter, I guess the new X. I deleted my Facebook account years ago because I was like when I got married, I'm like, I don't even like care about Facebook. So I just deleted it.
You're not that into the socials.
No, but it's interesting. As I've talked to people, I feel like there's kind of a split of like people, even in our own family, like I've talked to our other sisters and there are some that are like, oh, I enjoy it. I enjoy posting. It gives me energy. I love engaging. And then others who are like, it does not give me energy,
but they all consume.
I don't enjoy it, but they probably consume more.
They tag, like we have like a, you know, a sister's group or girls group, whatever in our family text group. Okay. And we are constantly getting reels from
them. True. Like, and I'll share one here and there too. Yeah. But like, I don't get on Instagram every single day.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, now I'm confessing and you're like, get on Girl Defined.
She's supposed to be posting in stories more, sharing her life.
I do. I mean.
Okay. Here's what brought this up though. Off camera.
Yeah, why are we talking about this?
I brought up this idea of talking about social media, and here's why. I was having a conversation with a good friend the other day, and she was saying that they were considering, she was really like pushing her husband to consider the idea of moving somewhere. And when it got down to it, she realized the reason she wanted to move to this specific location was literally because she wanted to be more of this Instagram looking lifestyle that she had been consuming on Instagram without even realizing it. And it was her husband who kind of like realized that, like, you, this isn't like what you actually are like wanting, but you're have been so consuming so much that you've basically built up this idea that this is the good life, and to have this life, you need to live in this place and live this lifestyle and all of that. And it was literally from Instagram, from being on Instagram. And I realized, like, wow. Like, for a lot of us, we are pursuing things. We are living for things. We are desiring things. Your flashlight's on. Oh.
My phone flashlight. A little strobe light.
Without even realizing it. And if we don't have someone who's, like, in tune enough with us, like a husband or a really good friend or sister to call us out, we might be in, like, spending our money, spending our time, like spending our energy, our focus, our purpose in life. Like, we might literally be living for things that have been influenced by social media without even realizing it. And so I wanted to record this episode as just kind of like a, hey, like, let's take a step back and actually think about, like, what are we consuming and how is that, like, influencing our perspective on what we're living for and why we're living as Christian women.
Okay. Honest question. Have you ever, like, been influenced by something you've seen on Instagram, social media, like, and then went out and bought the thing because you saw it on Instagram?
$50 cup right here, folks.
Oh, your Stanley. Wait, really? Okay. You saw like an ad or like a mom posting about it?
For sure I got a Stanley because I saw like other moms posting about it. But I will say, I got this as like my own little push present for Audrey, like giving birth. This was worth every $50 I've spent. I have used this now for over a year. I used this postpartum.
Okay, like, wait. Is this a commercial?
Yeah, I know. Now this is a commercial. No, but seriously, some of these things you and other things you're like, what? No, I try to get out of the mode of like, what do you call it? When you buy something really...
Oh, like an impulse purchase.
Impulse purchase. Yes. I really, really try not to do that because I recognize like so many of these things that seem fun in the moment and give you like a little shot of adrenaline, like, ooh, or dopamine or whatever. Like, I like this. It's like, you don't use it. You know, you don't really care about it or whatever, but...
Except your Stanley.
Except my Stanley that I didn't... It wasn't like an impulse purchase, but I kept seeing people and I was influenced to buy it, like genuinely. So, I don't know. Have you?
I have, which is so random because I'm not even on there that much.
What was it?
Like, okay, the thing that came to mind for me when I thought like, okay, how, like, as you were talking, I'm thinking, how have I been impacted to want to make a decision?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Like, I've never gone to the extreme of I want to move across the country to change my aesthetic. So... my lifestyle can look more like what I want it to be for Instagram. Like, I'm not, I don't know if I'm on it enough to get that influenced. Maybe. I gotta think about this more deeply now though. But for me, it was just like a really cute purse. It was like this like purse. And I saw, it was just literally, I think it was from the store that was selling it, but it was like a promotion, like an ad or whatever. And it was just so cute. And I like never just see and click and buy. And Zach and I, like, we're really good about our budget and like we review it regularly, but we have what we call fun money, a category where it's like, we can each just have fun and buy whatever we want without having to like give an account on the budget. And so it was just like one of, and then, you know what? It wasn't super cheap either, but it was just like, I just clicked and bought that baby and it was like, wow. Okay. And then I don't really wear it that much.
That's so, I don't even know which one it is.
It's like that leather, like looking sling that goes across.
Oh, I mean, I don't care.
You're like, oh, I don't even remember it.
I put my cards in the back of my phone, but my phone case broke. So my cards are falling out. So now my my driver's license and my debit card are like literally just in my pocket.
Oh my goodness. So,
but I cannot do a purse.
You don't even carry one.
Oh no. Between the kids and the diaper bags and everything, it's like the diaper bag's good enough of a purse. But then when I don't have the kids in the diaper bag, it's like, I don't got anywhere to put my stuff.
Okay, so we've both been guilty of that. And I would love to hear from you guys too. Like, speaking of social media, hop on over to Instagram at Girl Defined. Let us know. Have you ever, like, comment on this? Like, have you ever, like, been influenced, even in a small way, where you see something and then you act immediately and you get it and, like, did you regret it? Were you happy about it?
I think the bigger question, though, is... when it comes to what we are living for, why we're living, the choices we make as Christian women, the convictions we hold, the stances we take, is it based off of like people influencing us literally online on social media, Or is it based off of like the truth of God's word? And I actually had this conversation with Elisa Childers. I did an interview with her. Link it below. But I was sharing with her a story. You know, I was asking her about a story. It was of a, so it was a reel, and it was basically of a man. And he was talking about how he, I guess, used to be like Mormon. And then he, I guess, came out as gay. And now he's married to another man. And it was basically this whole thing, like, just live and let live and let's love and support one another and all of this stuff. And I was asking her, like, okay, when you see this really well put together video, it can, you're like, as a Christian, like, am I just like this terribly hateful person? Am I just like this huge homophobic person if I believe like marriage is between a man and a woman? And so her and I really dug into that, because when you see things like that on social media that are really compelling, it can be confusing. Like, wait, what should I believe as a Christian? Like, does it matter? Like, if a man marries a man? And that's a whole conversation that we discussed with Elisa Childers. So if you're wanting, like, yeah, I see things like that, and I want help on how to like understand that, I really encourage you to go back and listen to that episode, the interview with Elisa Childers. But the point is that we're seeing and we're consuming stuff all the time, whether it's where we should live or what we believe, you know, about life, about purpose, about meaning, about identity. I think we as women have been so much more influenced by social media than we even realize. And I think that most of us probably consume hours more of social media than we do of, you know, any like Christian resources, not even just the Bible, you know, but like, you know, podcasts that are encouraging us to think biblically or from a biblical worldview. It's like the amount of social media that most of us, maybe not you, but
that's
most
just right
of
now,
us,
but I have been in seasons where I've consumed a lot more.
But don't you think like for the average Christian woman out there, it's like, it is influencing us so, so incredibly much.
And it's just like a subtle drip. It's like an IV of like just constantly dripping in these ideas, this thinking. And even if you're following, like, there's a place for it, obviously. We're not sitting here saying, like, ditch all social media. That's not the message of this conversation. Obviously, we have a ministry, and Girl Defined is on social media. But like you're saying, there's just, that's not all we're consuming, right? Most of us aren't exclusively following encouraging Christian pages where we're being like, you know, and like boosted in our theology and our understanding of God. It's like a, it's a smorgasbord. And I think there's a place for that too. It's not like everything we follow has to be somehow like, you know, to exclusively Christian. We can follow different people for different things. And if we're into like natural products, like our interests, our hobbies, but how much of what we're consuming, you know, they call them influencers for a reason. They are influencing like how much of the choices we make, the thinking that we have, like you're saying, the convictions, what we believe, what's shaping even our perspective on womanhood,
for sure,
which is a huge one. Like how we even view our design, our purpose, what success is, like what it means to be a woman of God. Like, is that being shaped more by God's word and his truth and his design? Or is it being more shaped by the influencers that we're following, whether they claim to be Christians or they're totally not? Like, I mean, I can think of times where, and even to this day, like it still will get me sometimes. It's just, there's so much on social media when it comes to like, even just beauty, you know, and like fitness, where it's like you have the constant endless buffet of opportunity to realize how unfit you are when you're seeing all these perfectly toned butts all the time. Like, we've joked about this. It's like,
it's true.
The butts, they're just always right there and they're always perfect. And it's like, my butt will never look like that this side of heaven.
A lot of butts on social media.
Either my redeemed version might look like that, but this side of heaven, it ain't ever gonna look like that. And you start, you just see it and you're not even like necessarily always seeking it out. Somehow it's just like, why am I seeing this perfectly toned butt like in my face? But then you start going down this rabbit trail, at least I have in my heart, or you see these women and you know you're like the same age as them, but they look so much younger, or like everything about their skin is perfect and they have no lines. And like, you're just like, oh man, like, am I like aging extra fast or what's happening?
You too, with Botox, could look that way as well. Right.
I know there's a lot of products and procedures going on, but it's just that subtle drip of like, even in my own heart, I have found myself feeling like, like, my butt is so ugly, or like, man,
it's sounding like the butt is a big deal.
Okay, I have struggled with the butt and like just being content.
It's so funny, the butt that I've been
the
getting.
Butt probably isn't my, but we all, it's different for all of us, right? It's
like, I know,
some
that's
people
what I'm
might,
thinking.
It's like the arms, like, oh man, you see like the woman and she's got these amazing arms. And for some women, it might, that might be more what they're thinking about. Or
so now we all know Kristen wants,
I don't think about the arms really, it's
she
the
wants
butt.
The big booty.
We all know Kristen from Girl Defined wants, she wants the muscle booty.
The toned booty.
She wants the toned booty. I guess I could work out more, but I don't know.
Things you never knew you wanted
to
hear.
The point is that I see that influence of like,
totally.
Now I'm questioning, like, I need to work out. I need to do more. I need to, like, even with my face or, like, the lines, it's, like, starting to feel like, okay, I need to be more beautiful or more, like flawless.
Do
or,
more the, you
dang,
know,
like,
the
why am I still getting some pimples here and there? Like, I'm so old. Like, this shouldn't be happening. Yeah. And so we start, I feel like what it does, all that to say, is it gets my focus so on the here and now of the temporal of this life, not on an eternal focus, not on Christ, not on my purpose as a Christian woman, not on the children God has placed right in front of me or the family, the home that I'm trying to, you know, manage faithfully for the good of my family and the flourishing. It's like, it gets my focus on these like very tiny things. And then it becomes like this bullseye of like, I must change that. I can't be happy until this or just discontentment with my butter, with my face. And, you know, until something changes. And it's also temporal. Yeah. Like, it just immediately wipes out any sort of eternal perspective of what truly matters.
For sure.
And that's just an example of just subtle ways, even not engaging a ton, that I have seen it influencing me and, like, distracting me, I think, from what really matters.
Yeah. And I think it's important to recognize that, like, what we consume does shape us and does, like,
100%
shape our convictions, our beliefs, our purpose. And so, if you take a step back and really ask yourself, like, what has shaped me? Like, why do I have the beliefs that I have? Why do I have the view of God that I have? Mm. Why do I feel certain ways about certain things? I know for me, one of the most helpful things over the past year, for me personally, was connecting with, for me, it was a biblical counselor through biblicalcounseling.com. And we're actually meeting tomorrow, which I'm super excited about. But she is just a super godly woman who, it started out as kind of like an official, like, however many weeks, 12 weeks of like counseling together. And then now it's more like on tap. She's kind of become more of a mentor of sorts. But having that godly input in my life to really challenge a lot of my thoughts, why I think certain things, why I believe certain things, why I'm acting in certain ways, why I say certain things. You know, it's like she's been able to really help me and take me to the Word. I mean, I'm always like blown away by like her knowledge and understanding of the Word and just like, you know, and I'm like, okay, she's so many years older than me. I got time, you know, but it's just, it's so helpful and encouraging. And I think sadly, a lot of us as women, either we don't know how to find someone like that, or we don't, like, we just don't take the time to invest into that. And that's actually one of the reasons Kristen and I launched the Girl Defined membership, is because we are so passionate about mentorship, about discipleship, about community, whether that looks like one-on-one counseling or being in a community with other godly women who desperately want to know God, who want to live for Him, who want their lives to be conformed to Him. And the Girl Defined membership community is all about that. It's a private space where we are being challenged. Kristen and I are teaching workshops on different topics each month. We taught a workshop on biblical help for sexual struggles and lust. We just have different workshops that are dropping every month. We have lives that will drop every month. We have, you know, a prayer group. We just have all sorts of community stuff, a community page
where we're all hanging out day in and day out, just sharing, chatting, discussing, praying for each other, weekly devotionals that we engage in together. It's just an entire ongoing community aspect, aside from even the workshops and the lives and the teaching and the resources. Like, it's just, it's like all in one.
Yeah. And just knowing how much my life changed and how much I was encouraged by having this like intentional discipleship in my life from this godly woman. It's like, we want to create, it's not that one-on-one, but it's the closest community discipleship that we have ever created and ever offered. So if you're like, man, I realize I've been influenced a lot by social media. I'm just feeling down or feeling like, oh, my life is the worst. I compare to everyone around me. You know, any of that. Or if you're like, I'm not sure like where I'm going, what I'm doing. I'm feeling down. I'm in a season of singleness, or I'm married, or I want to have kids, or I have kids. And you're just struggling, or you just like feel like you need that community. You need those real friendships. This community, the Girl Defined community, is for you. So you can go to girldefined.com/membership and get plugged in, because I think that having that intentional discipleship, having like walking real life with people, even if it's online, like in this space, can be life changing. And so if you love listening to the podcast, or you love keeping up with Girl Defined, this is like the most real raw space we've ever created. And I would just encourage you to come and be a part of it. In a world where we are consuming so much, we are being influenced so much, having a space that you know is going to be rooted in the Word, that is going to be pointing you to Christ, that is going to be other women there to pray with you, to link arms with you. I mean, it is such a unique opportunity. So I just really want to encourage you to join us, because I think that's going to help you in this like digital age that we live in.
Yeah. And how do they join?
girldefined.com/membership.
Girldefined.com. I know it's like everything, but how do I find it?
No, but I already said it.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, halfway through.
You got to see it at the end too.
Girldefined.com/membership.
We would love to see you in there. It's been a really fun. Okay, I have a huge question for you. I think a lot of people might be wondering this because looking on
the hot seat,
you are like social media woman extraordinaire.
Really?
You have many accounts, or you have had them, like trying to pare down, you know, it's like your single girl or your intimate wife or your She Works Smart. Like,
I'm doing too much.
I can't, I'm like logged out of one account and I'm like, don't have the motivation to even log back in. But you're the opposite. Yeah. You find, I guess, energy from like social media and what you do online and engaging.
Yeah.
And so how, like, it's different for you than it is for me. Yes. Like how we even interact. Obviously, we both can be influenced totally. By things. But how do you find that balance yeah. of like, obviously, you're pro social media.
Totally.
Being on it, but not, but like being watchful of yeah. what you also consume being on it so much.
Yeah. Well, I spend a lot more time creating and producing and outpouring than I do okay. consuming. I absolutely like love, I just love helping people wherever they are. So Girl Defined, it's like more like, you know, spiritual encouragement for biblical womanhood, you know, mm-hmm. and I have other accounts that I run and I just love the idea. Like if I get a passion about something, like I'm probably going to create an Instagram account to start encouraging people because there are the pros and cons to everything. So I like to think of using it for good, you know, like of how can I help people? How can I encourage people? Mm. How can I reach out to people? It's something that's energizing to me. I enjoy it, but I am a lot more careful about what I consume. So there are many times where I've gone through like who I follow and I've just unfollowed tons of people. And I try to do that regularly because I can, you know, it's like, wait, why am I following? Even just when it yeah. comes down to like consumerism and like stuff, it's like I don't need this, I don't want to see this, you know. Yeah. So I will regularly like unfollow people, but I think for me, if I don't have a strong purpose for why I'm on Instagram, I don't really want to be there. So for me, that means creating value for other people in my different accounts, and that's what gives me the motivation to stay on. Okay. Less of just like, it's fun on here. Like, yeah, it's not yeah. really, in my opinion, a fun space unless you have like a purpose for being there. Like you're intentional with what you're consuming. You have a reason for being there. You know why you're there. Or else it's like hours of endless scrolling and you feel like a trash can at the end. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't, you know, it's like no good, you know? So something else that is helpful for me is, you know, having other things that I need to get done. So I've mentioned, I feel like in every episode now I'm going to mention my ladies' book study from my church, but I have books that I need to read through. And so I don't have time always to just like scroll on social media in the evening and knowing like I've got to get a certain amount of reading done from these great books is very helpful. So I think when we, I don't know, have strong purpose, we know where we're going, we know why we're doing things, that helps us to make a I guess wiser decisions.
Yeah.
So for me, that's what is so helpful is constantly reevaluating, like, why am I doing this? What is my purpose? And if it's not, I don't feel like serving the community or a good thing for this season of life, like I'll just stop. And
yeah,
I'm not like really that worried about it.
So like you don't have this magnetic draw to the home feed or like scrolling. It doesn't sound like,
and not as much. Like, if I'm not creating an outpouring, then I feel like a trash can. Like, what am I doing here?
You okay. know? So that's interesting that you get energy from like creating the content. Yeah, you're totally. Not on there to consume, but I know that's not true for a lot of people.
That's probably not most people. I know.
I think most people I talk to.
It's true.
Is the struggle. And for me too, would be going on there, not to create content, but just to passively consume content. It is such an easy grab. You've got 10 minutes. You're just sitting there. I'm just going to scroll Instagram. I'm just going to, whatever your preferred social media platform. Is it still Instagram? It's like the main.
I think for the millennial women.
I feel like it's what we're on. You just get a quick scroll, 10 minutes. We've all heard it turns to 20, turns to 30, turns to an hour. But it does become the default, right? Like, oh, you're at the doctor's office waiting for something. Oh, let me just scroll Instagram until my appointment. Oh, you're at the bank waiting in line. Let me just scroll. You know, it's almost like the default where we don't even realize it's what we're defaulting to all the time. So like, let's talk to that person. Because I feel like that is the friends I've talked to, sisters, like we've talked about this, like it is hard to get out of the scrolling trap.
You're like, that's nice, Bethany. You're not relatable to anyone.
No.
Let's talk about something more.
But I think people will find that interesting because you are like so much on there on so many accounts that people wonder like, how do you find that balance? But what you're drawn to is just different.
I mean, there are so many ways to have accountability or like purpose with social media so that you don't end up scrolling endlessly for hours. Like, I think there are great ways to set boundaries for yourself to set yourself up for success. So if you're like, I don't want to be the woman who spends an hour scrolling at night, I'd rather, like, you know, read a book, or I'd rather spend intentional time with my family or my husband or whatever. I'd rather, you know, I don't know, work mm-hmm. out. Like, there are so many things that are so much more life-giving or beneficial. And you're like, but I just find myself falling back into this mm-hmm, easy, almost mm-hmm. like addictive state. I think that there are things that you can do that would really help. I mean, one is, like, most phones have a time, like, you can set up, like, I don't want to be able to access these apps after a certain amount of time, and you set a lock on it. Or you can do something where you, you know, you leave your phone in the kitchen or plug it in somewhere else so it's not actually in your bedroom with you. Hmm. So I think coming up with something where it's like a boundary for yourself, and if you're married, maybe ask your husband to keep you accountable. If you're not, maybe a really good friend, and be like, hey, and it's not because it's necessarily a bad thing, but you're putting up a boundary to help you do what you actually want to do. And I know for a lot of us, we're like, I wish I would read more, or I wish I would work out more. I wish I would just, you know, have more time of, like, quiet or being in the Word. Like, it's so hard for me to actually read the Bible, but then it seems so easy to spend time on social media. So I think, like, for me personally, having boundaries in that area, which I've, and some of them have been for seasons. Like, there was a season where, you know, for the weekend, I deleted Instagram off my phone, and I would delete Instagram off my phone for the weekend so that it wasn't even a temptation. There are seasons where I've left my phone in the kitchen, and just, like, it's like after a certain time in the evening, it's just there and I don't touch it anymore. And having certain boundaries for different seasons of life has been super helpful for me.
Yeah.
What for you is helpful?
Yeah.
Whether it's not social media, but, like, to not maybe do things that are, you're like, I want to do something else with my time, you know?
I think having what you said, the boundaries, knowing what you're going toward, like, if you have certain, like, a book, like, audiobooks have been a big one for me. I'm not, like, in one right now, but I want to start another one. But over the years, like, I have listened to so many audiobooks, and instead of, like, oh, I've got the 10 minutes here at the doctor's office, or, like, what I was saying, you have a really great book that you're listening to. And so when you have that 10, 15 minutes, you're like, I could literally be reading without reading. I can just pop in an earbud. I can sit here. I can just listen. And now I'm going to get 15 minutes of really great content. Like, you know, something that could be really spiritually encouraging, inspiring, something that is, like, drawing your heart in a good direction, like, toward the Lord, and maybe deepening your theology. Maybe there are things, I mean, there has to be things for all of us, right? Where we're like, man, I wish I understood more about this aspect of God, or his character, or, like, the Holy Spirit, or some sort of theological topic, or, you know, I just want to, in, like, general, want to grow in my faith as a Christian woman. Think about how many incredible resources we could consume if we just took even a portion. I'm not saying ditch social media altogether. That's not the message here. Like, get rid of it. I don't think that's always the answer. I think breaks, I've done it too. Yes, like, I've gone on fast and I've just, like, not done anything. I think those can be very beneficial. Especially if you're like, you feel like you're really stuck in a bad pattern where you're like, it's just like all the time. Sometimes just cutting it off and, like, getting a fresh start and perspective, you don't even realize how much you're, like, influenced and engaged till you step out of it. I think that can be really healthy. But imagine, like, just to inspire, like, imagine there's a book. You're like, I've been wanting to read that. I can't find the time. I'm not making the time is probably more the reality, right? For sure. I'm not making the time. But I could listen to it on audio. I can invest. I could buy that audiobook. I could get it free. I know we've enjoyed Libby over the years. It's a free digital library app where you can actually get a lot of audiobooks for free on there. So not even having to buy them. And then I'll just have that book, like the Libby app or, you know, whatever, Audible, like, on my phone. And then I'll just, like, every time I have that spare few minutes, like, pop that one, like, earbud, and just listen for 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, 100%.
And it's amazing how you can actually read a lot.
Yes.
Because it's, you don't realize how many pockets of little, like, time here and there. Maybe you're in a season with littles and you find yourself up. I know you said you were up for a while last night in the middle of the night with kids.
I'm tired.
You know, and let's say you're in that stage of nursing or wherever where you're like, man, I just got some downtime and I want to fill it with things that are going to be more edifying. Like, an audiobook's just one example of what you could do. It's like podcasts. There are great ones listening to this. Oh, way to go.
It's true.
Even better though, imagine if you were a part of the Girl Defined commune or the membership and you had a few minutes of downtime and instead of just mindlessly scrolling social media, you hopped on and you were engaging in the community and you were interacting with sisters in Christ from around the world and being encouraged, like
watching the workshops.
Even better. Yeah. Watching the workshops. Like, I think as Christian women, we are lazy in a lot of ways in our pursuits of what we say we want and then the reality of what the choices that we make. Yeah. And I'm not trying to, like, put everyone down and, like, do a big wet blanket on everything. I'm in this just as much of like, I think we are just lazy sometimes. Totally. And we don't take inventory of our time and we don't actually thoughtfully say like, I could like consume such better things with just like a little intentionality. And I think that would just go a long way for our hearts, for our souls, for our minds, mm-hmm. for our emotions, for our thinking, for our convictions. I could go on.
Our hope isn't to like be the wet blanket yeah. or to be a big downer on social media. Obviously, I love it. I spend a lot of time like creating and outpouring. But it's just that being that friend saying, hey, what mm-hmm. are you consuming? What's driving your motivations? Like, why do you want that certain thing? Or why do you believe this? And really asking yourself if social media has influenced you in ways that are like anti-gospel and anti like what God has for us, or maybe they have really influenced you in a way where you're like, wow, my faith has been so strengthened. But just kind of taking inventory and asking yeah. yourself, where does God want me to go as a Christian woman? What does he want me focusing on in this season of life? How can I better love the people that he's put right mm-hmm. around me? My family, my kids, my community, my church, like my neighbors, like how can I use my time to like point others to Christ for his glory? And it's just hard. It's so hard when there is this like right at our fingertips all this time, this thing that's constantly like, oh,
the struggle is real.
So our encouragement is just to take a step back and ask yourself, where are you going toward? What would God have for you? Like to glorify him best in this season and to learn more about him, to continue to grow as a Christian woman and to make sure that we are really like, I don't know. It's not like our lives are going to all look so different, but at the end of the day, we are all called to live for his glory and to tell others about him and to know him more. Mm. And I think sometimes social media can kind of get in the way of that.
And so distract a lot.
It can distract. So come join us over at the membership, girldefined.com/membership. So you can be encouraged in your walk with Christ and really be strengthened. And hopefully we'll see you in there. If not, we'll see you again next week on the Girl Defined Show.